Exciting news on the horizon. The International Monetary Fund is deep in discussions with El Salvador about selling off the state-run Chivo Bitcoin wallet.
It's a significant development indeed. President Nayib Bukele's recent reaffirmation of their dedication to Bitcoin has sparked curiosity about the country's upcoming cryptocurrency plans.
The Chivo wallet, launched last year, was meant to make Bitcoin transactions easier for Salvadorans, aiming to boost the economy and promote financial inclusion.
Despite its noble goals, the Chivo wallet has faced its fair share of challenges, from technical glitches to struggles with user adoption.
The IMF's involvement hints at a potential change in El Salvador's cryptocurrency strategy, possibly moving towards a model with less direct government involvement.
This shift seems to stem from worries about Bitcoin's volatility and the IMF's push for careful cryptocurrency approaches backed by strong regulations.
If the sale of the Chivo wallet goes through, it could pave the way for more private sector engagement in digital currency projects, promoting innovation and improving user experiences.
However, it might also mean less government control over Bitcoin adoption, a key aspect of Bukele's economic vision.
All eyes are on these negotiations, as they could set a precedent for how countries worldwide tackle cryptocurrency regulation and integration.
The situation surrounding the Chivo wallet sale is intricate, with various factors like government policies, economic strategies, and cryptocurrency advancements shaping El Salvador's financial landscape.
Absolutely. The repercussions of this decision on the economy are uncertain, and the global crypto community is eagerly observing El Salvador's journey through this crucial period.
Indeed, it's a dynamic situation with many moving parts. Key takeaways include the advanced talks between the IMF and El Salvador, President Bukele's Bitcoin commitment, the challenges faced by the Chivo wallet, potential shifts in cryptocurrency strategies, and the broader implications for the country's financial future.